With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Simply go to tntradio.live. You're with Joseph Arthur and his Technicolor Dreamcast on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome to Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast. The Sonic Universe isn't just a cosmic pop rock band with a deep message. It is the journey of love that we are all part of. The band aims to elevate global consciousness, and the core members are Alex Arndt and Gerard Silvery. I hope I said their names right. They can correct me now. AKA G frontman Alex is a Virginia Tech graduate originally from the Washington, D.C. area. As human rights advocates, the Sonic Universe is recognized for performances at the Defeat the Mandate event in L.A., viral TikToks, and outspoken original electro pop rock and roll that is also has a protest edge. And they're debuting a new song here tonight called The People. Welcome to the show, Alex and G. Sorry if I butchered y'all's last names. They are complicated. What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
what's up,
brother?
Good to hear your voice, brother.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for coming back on. It's always a pleasure to have you. Say your both of your last names just so I get those right next time.
No, you were dead on, man. Silvery, Gerard Silvery.
Okay, Gerard Silvery and Alex Arndt, right? A-R-N-D-T.
Yeah, man, you got it right.
Wow. They're complicated names you fellas have, but the Sonic Universe simplifies it all. Well, guys, I mean, I don't know. Are you tuning into the state of the world today? It was not exactly a slow news day. The internet is blown up and the world feels a bit on edge right now. What do you guys think of? Did you happen to catch any of Ye on Alex Jones? And I'm curious what y'all think of that minefield, if you want to step in it.
Dude, or we can I didn't see Kanye on Alex Jones, man.
You didn't?
I didn't see him on Alex Jones. What happened?
Oh my Lord.
You know,
dude, where do I start?
It's funny because last night I rewatched, and I've seen this like three or four times now, but for some reason I'm compelled to watch it again. So it sucks that I hadn't seen the Alex Jones, but I rewatched the Tucker Carlson last night for like the fourth time for some reason, the Kanye one. Yeah. So.
I mean, he's saying things, he's crossing every barrier of free speech possible. I mean, he's, saying a lot of things about Christ. He's, and talking a lot about sin and talking a lot about the porn industry and how it relates to pedophilia and how we need to do better and be less sinful and saying all kinds of things that are deeply inspiring, actually. And then he's also, though, unfortunately, big upping Hitler to a certain degree. And just it's hard to know where he's coming from with it because it's just wild. Yeah. He's blasting through all beyond anything that obviously you can't back Hitler without being blowing up the internet and getting called the worst of the worst. And so unfortunately it blurs all the inspiring things he's saying because that's all the internet picks up on, and obviously it's outrageous and Hitler is indefensible, but at the same time he says all this other inspiring things that push the conversation forward, so it's massively confusing, I would say, is where I wind up with it.
I have to check that out. And I mean, I'm extremely interested in seeing it now. Just like I said, for some reason, I keep on watching the other one from Tucker. And that is really confusing. And that's the thing about Kanye. at this point, and Gia and I have been discussing Kanye a lot for some reason.
Have we been debating? Like, we've been not really debating, but we got kind of different points of view a little bit.
Air them out here if you feel comfortable with it, because that'd be interesting. Here's a good example. You guys are in a band together. You guys are brothers. It's okay to disagree, and it's okay to have nuanced conversation about this stuff.
Yeah.
And
totally. You know. We do, man. We do.
So go for it.
Dude, it's like a mixed bag for me, man. Like, it's like some stuff, like you were saying, Joseph, like some stuff is really great. Then there's other stuff where it's like, I just can't get with them, man. Just to really straight, I can't get with them. It's like, you know, the Donald Trump had, and then, you know, he kind of got a bad reaction from, you know, I'm African American from the Black community. Then he did the gospel album, and it kind of seemed like a move to me, like to get people back. But then he says some really great stuff. So I'm kind of like, and sometimes he just seems like a crybaby to me, to be honest, like a rich crybaby. Who thinks he can kind of say whatever he wants to, and he can just get away with it. And I don't, you know, he just kind of seems like a crybaby sometimes, who just thinks he can rant because he's Kanye. And I don't like how sometimes he kind of shits on the people who really lifted him up, you know, who got him to where he's at. You know,
are you talking about like Jay-Z or?
Well, yeah, like for instance, like, I mean, well, not just Jay-Z, but I'd say just kind of like the grassroots people who kind of supported his album at, you know, when he first came out. It's just like, kind of drops the ball on people sometimes. Then he comes back, then he drops the ball, then he. So. I'm not really, I'm kind of off the Kanye bandwagon.
Right. So your team nay, not team yay. Okay. And then Alex, what's your take, Alex, then? How do you respond to that?
Well, so, this scapegoating or the Jewish stuff is hard to take, you know, because it's like, okay, let's stop, you know, being racist, you know, that or whatever that is, because it like you were saying, Joseph, so there's so many enlightened things and very positive things that he's saying, which I feel are amazing and are of love and light. And that's mostly what I've heard. So I don't know if that's my selective hearing or something, but I've been kind of inspired by him. But then at the same time, I haven't heard this latest one either. So.
It's wild. I mean, I haven't heard the whole thing either. I think he was on for 3 hours or something with Alex Jones and wearing a full face mask as well the whole time. So
full face mask thing. Oh, that's full face mask.
Didn't I show you that, Alex?
No, G was showing me like hundreds of pictures of different face masks that he's been wearing. And that's the thing, like, we're both tripping out on. I mean, this is taking face masks to the extreme.
Yeah, face mask fashion. It's actually, I mean, if you view the whole thing as a form of performance art, it takes on a little bit of a different tone.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
I was just on a run. I was listening back to some of the interview, and I had this, I wrote this. I don't know what it's going to be, but we can't allow outrage to throw away nuance, or else we all lose. We descend into black and white thinking of division, and we become conquered in all kinds of ways. We can't pretend that we haven't learned that prevailing narratives should be questioned over the last few years. Seeking truth is the engine of our hearts and will never ultimately lead to hate. So that's my viewpoint of it. I mean, one thing we've learned over the last few years is that we need to question all narratives, really. But, you know, people feel that that's very dangerous and that that makes you anti this or anti that when, you know, maybe things need to be questioned and thought about and public discourse should be allowed, you know. And so I think that's what I pick up on the good side of what Kanye's or what Ye's saying. I just wish he wouldn't say the inflammatory things that then that's all that gets covered and the other side of the message gets buried in that outrage.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. There you go.
Yeah.
But it's going to be an interesting time to be alive, and you guys are the Sonic Universe. So let's take it away from Ye. He gets enough coverage and focus on you guys and what you're doing. We're going to debut a new song. What's this one about? The people.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, it's another anthem about the people of the world courageously rising up and victoriously and in love and light. So, and this one,
how do you think we do that?
I think that it just comes back to giving up the fear and coming in into love and just standing in truth and not being afraid to put your life on the line for truth, love, and light.
Right.
Yeah. And shining that truth and that love and that light as bright as you can. That's exactly what the darkness fears the most, is our love. It's so obvious when you look around the world, you could tell who's a light being. I mean, we're all about love, and they hate that because that's what's gonna bring this whole thing and turn it around. And the more people that start exercising their right to show love brightly and stand up for freedom of thought and freedom, just freedom altogether. It just encourages, it inspires anyone around them to do the same. You know, it's amazing.
Right.
Like the China protests. I mean, I've been on Telegram.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because we're seeing protests all over the world. And have been for a long time. And the Brazil thing with millions of people, that's crazy, right? But just to see China, people just standing up there, it's very hard to watch too, because can you imagine? But it's also encouraging, because it's like, well, finally, you know, people have just had enough of this. I mean, come on, more lockdowns 3 years later, zero. It's just like, if you didn't see it 3 years ago, at this point, you're like, well, you know what? Is this just going to go on for the rest of our lives? At this point, what's the difference? We need to stand up and do something about it and protest, at least, you know, so. Yeah.
And why do you think that the people that supported lockdowns in America here now are getting behind the Chinese protesters and sort of going the other way with the whole thing?
Well, what do you mean the other? Go ahead,
Gene. Well, they're supporting the Chinese protesters for the same people that were, say, against, you know, the truckers for freedom in Canada are now on team. Yeah, changing. We're with the Chinese protesters.
Oh, that's an
Joseph,
interesting.
I think.
Go for it.
I think a lot's changing, Joseph. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you know, the circle of life cycles, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I think a lot of people are just innately feeling, whether they want to or not, the change. that's kind of just going on in the cosmos. You know, it's like, you know, this period, you know, I'm saying just of the COVID and just what's been going on, you know, the Donald Trump the last 5 years. I mean, it's kind of like a upheaval of just kind of like the cosmic thing that is going on. And back to your question, you were saying, what do you feel? How do you feel you can change just kind of the mindset and wake people up and stuff like that? And I think that it all starts with you. You know, it starts with your dream. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you balance yourself and you, you know, if people can learn to like stop looking at the outside so much and just balance themselves, the world around them, their game will change. You know, I think just if we can start teaching the children that, you know what I'm saying, like the youngsters, like giving them, you know, I think the multiplication and the addition and all that, that's awesome. But start giving them some spiritual tools to just understand the technology of themselves, like what you are as a human, being human.
Right.
You know, I think if people can start getting that earlier in the classrooms and schools, you know, and understanding what you are as a being, it'll change a lot. It's funny, I'm doing a fast right now and we're praying for Generation X, just like this new generation, because it's just like, you know, I work a lot with youth and in youth programs and stuff like that. And I hate to say it, but they're lost. I mean, they all they really know is the telephone screen. You know what I'm saying? They don't really know about themselves. And it's unfortunate, but we got to understand who, you know, know thyself, you know, gnosis, you know?
Yeah. I want to talk more about that, but let me go to a quick break right after these words on TNT.
Rick Munn on TNT Radio.
Dan Andrews is back for a historic third term as Premier of Victoria. Absolute shocker, or is it? There's a lot of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. There's some celebration that he's back again. People are talking about vote rigging. People are talking about one thing and another. I do believe that the Victorians are suffering from extreme Stockholm syndrome. They have developed an emotional bond with their oppressor slash captor, which is Dan Andrews, over the last 2 to 3 years. They think they're united behind him rather than divided under him. The IPA's John Roscombe says Victorians have 4 more years of suffering after Premier Dan Andrews led Labour to a majority in the state election. So 4 more years of suffering potentially is on the way. Victoria has chosen a Premier who led the state into the biggest debt of any state or territory in the country. And don't forget, locked them down for one of the longest, most oppressive periods in Australian, if not world history.
Rick Munn is locked and loaded on today's News Talk, TNT Radio. A better business tip from TNT Radio. The benefits of advertising on today's News Talk, TNT Radio, should be clear to businesses of any shape or size. It can be accessed anywhere, anytime, by anybody, and is the perfect way to build brand awareness and stimulate digital activity. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live. In a world of propaganda, the truth is always a conspiracy. We mandate that the truth be told. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast. I'm here with Alex Arndt and Gerard Savory of the band Sonic Universe, the Sonic Universe. Gee, you're doing a fast. What kind of fast are you doing?
Man, I'm doing a 40-day spiritual fast. I mean, I'll discuss it with you, brothers. I normally don't talk too much about it, but I wanted to bring it up just because I was thinking about the youth and just how to change.
Is it a water fast, or is it a full-on fast, or is it a
my fast consists of, it's a 40-day fast. It's no sugar, and my wife and I and her sister-in-law, Renee, are reading a book called The 40-Day Fast. Mm-hmm. Non-sugar fast, And yeah, so that's pretty, no alcohol, no marijuana, you know, no DMT, no none of that. Just 40 days of no sugar, vegetables, lots of water, no artificial sweeteners. And so that's what's going on with the fast. 40 days, 40 nights. Yep.
That's amazing. Yeah, you were saying we need to teach the children spiritual principles of life and real life skills. But the problem is, man, we live in this spiritual war right now where there's a lot of people with a different agenda. There's obviously dark agendas afoot, and they're leveraged at our children. I mean, this is... I think we kind of know the way towards the light if we were allowed to go that direction. But there's this major tug of war between forces of dark and forces of light, and major discrepancies among humanity as to which forces are which, and confusing the whole matter and turning it upside down. You know, so it's complicated, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is. Yeah. Yeah.
So any ideas how to unravel that complication?
Alex?
Yeah. Well, I want to, Joseph, could I just touch on something? You had asked the question, and this is how we got into all this. You had asked the question, well, why do you think that, or why, yeah, why do you think people that were against the you know, like some of the Truckers for Freedom stuff are now, in fact, and this might lead into this other question, but are now, in fact, in support of you know, protesting in China and stuff
Trudeau
like that.
Trudeau himself yeah, wrote something supportive tweet about the protesters in China. So that's... just incredible, really. But yeah, anyway, well, carry on.
And that's kind of his style too. He did this whole thing where, you know, I don't know if you knew, like a few years back, he had, you know, there were protests that had to do with native, you know, North Americans and things, and he like went inside of their teepee that was up on you know, in protest there, and you know, tried to appease them in ways and stuff, and it's just so funny because then, you know, the Canadians, you know, treated like, that's just, it's kind of his style. So I'm not even surprised by that, but what I was gonna say was, you know, because G kind of came from the point of view of, you know, that people are just waking up because of this where we are at in a cosmic perspective, and I absolutely agree with that. And then at the same time, it's also that here we are in December of 2022, and the cat is out of the bag. And that's the crazy part. Since we last talked, so much has happened. Like, you know, last week the headline in the Washington Post was something like, COVID is no longer mainly a pandemic of the unvaccinated, you know, and those headlines popping up everywhere. And then this whole, you know, everyone being like, no, we will not let you off the hook or forgive you for, you know, shaming us and firing us and all this kind of stuff. Like all that's been happening over the past couple months now, because the information is now very public. We had that documentary just come out, which is beautiful, The Died Suddenly. I mean, not beautiful, but, you know, I don't know if you'd seen that one, but there's so much that has happened.
I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interestingly, though, because it remains controversial, I mean, Richard Hirschman, who was featured in that documentary, the mortician, who's discovering all these clots, and many of his colleagues are as well. He's been on this program a couple times. You can check the archives, the TNT archives, for those interesting interviews with him. But then you also have, I think, Pierre Corey and even Dr. Robert Malone, who are, you know, super frontline famous truther doctors. They were critical of Died Suddenly because it happened to have footage of removing a clot from a heart that was pre the vaccine. It was, you know, and people accused it of being sensationalized to a degree, which was really interesting.
It was a little, you know, sensationalized.
Not the whole thing. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Sorry to interrupt. At the beginning, I thought the only part about it, and we had Steve Kirsch in there too, right? So, and I know
Steve Kirsch is in it as well.
You've had him on as well.
I've had him on as well too. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one thing is, like, the beginning of it, I think, was a little sensationalized because I you know, I want to show it to people. But I'm like at the top of it, like, there are parts I'd love to show, like, start it from like some points that are much later on than at the beginning, because at the beginning they used, and I mean, Pink Floyd's my favorite band, but they used that dreary song from Animals, and
yeah, it's pretty awesome though.
No, it was song. Really awesome. I love the song. In fact, I've, like, covered it back in the day. I, like, you know, really learned it and everything.
Amazing.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, so my viewpoint of that, though, is, okay, it's awful that they put a removal of a clot from something that wasn't from the COVID injections, obviously.
Yeah.
But that doesn't discount what these people are finding and what's happening and what's obviously occurring as a result of these insane injections. So it's strange to, you get, like, some people sort of condemning it to a degree that I think are sort of throwing the baby out with the bathwater on this one. You know, you have to be rock solid, though, in terms of the documentary, because then that does prevent people from sharing it once it's uncovered that not all of it is totally legit. But I think the main thrust of it is absolutely legit. So anyway, we'll be right back and we'll debut the people right after these words on TNT.
What time is it?
Now, TNT Radio News.
You know what time it is?
Yeah.
Time to read some news.
Matt Boyland here with a look at your TNT headlines. France has admitted it has run out of weapons to send to Ukraine as the endless flow of arms to Kyiv begins depleting Western stockpiles. Russia has warned the world is at risk of sliding into nuclear war. And the Pentagon has claimed China is trying to erode America's influence in the Asia-Pacific region as Beijing draws attention to last year's chaotic withdrawal of US troops from Afghanistan.
Why not give TNT Radio a follow? We're on all major social platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Gab, and Getter. Help us get the word out as we cover the biggest topics of our time right here on today's News Talk.
TNT Radio.
TNT Radio.
And we're back with Alex Arndt and Gerard Savory of the Sonic Universe. We have a new song. We're about to debut The People. You said this was about the people coming together and overcoming darkness. You want to say anything more before I press play on this one?
Yeah, please, Joseph. So this is, it's crazy because I called G today and said, hey, man, what would you think about playing The People? Because the thing is this is unreleased, right? And it's also unfinished. I'll just tell you right here. The intent is to do it with to do it as a collab with Jimmy Levy and Hi-Rez. They haven't signed off on it yet. They actually had a beautiful release today, so everyone should go check that out. They were kind of didn't know if they'd be sort of working together on stuff, because, you know, they did quite a few of those amazing songs, but they ended up getting back together and doing this song that came out today, and it's awesome. So we'll see. We'll see if that manifests, because that was our original intention when we wrote the song. But we'll see if they have time for it and stuff like that. But we thought that it would, you know, because you know, they haven't signed off on it yet. You know, if there's an alignment with another rapper or something, and possibly Joseph, you know, maybe something will come to mind, or some listener out there might hear this. So the verses are actually blank. You'll just hear the beat. But that's how we're going to roll with it. So if it's inspiring to you all, please let us know how it hits you. And you can always get in touch at info@thesonicuniverse.com.
So get your pads and pencils out and start writing some lyrics. We're going to play the jam now.
That's right.
The people are rising up, pulling at the fire inside, reaching up to heaven's light.
Stand up now, this is the hour.
Ooh, we're rising.
Nothing's gonna keep us down. Spirit soaring with the sound.
Ooh, we're rising.
The people are rising up, pulling out the fire inside, reaching up to heaven's light.
The
star-seed warriors, truth and love is with us. We came to earth for this time.
The people are rising up.
Stand up now, this is the hour.
Ooh, we're rising.
Nothing's gonna keep us down. Spirit soaring with the sound.
Ooh, we're rising.
The people are rising up, pulling out the fire inside, reaching up to heaven's light.
The people are rising.
We're star-seed warriors. Truth and love is with us. We came to earth for this time.
The people are rising.
The people are rising up, pulling out the fire inside, reaching up to heaven's light.
The people are rising.
We're star-seed warriors. Truth and love is with us. We came to earth for this time.
The people are rising up.
That's the Sonic Universe with the people. And it's unfinished. It's an unfinished symphony. And reminds me of Oasis, that chorus. And for me, that's a big compliment because I'm a big Oasis fan gazer. Great job with that, guys. I wanna try to mess with that. If Jimmy Levy and Hi-Rez leave you guys hanging, I might mess with that. We can make it a TNT song where listeners participate. That could be fun. That could be interesting.
That could be fun. Sort of,
right? That could be
a radio event.
Yeah, love that.
TNT. Love yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. I like the beat. Yeah. Talk.
Yeah, man. Well, that's why we, I think ordinarily, like, I mean, I guess in the past, I think I've been changing a lot. And I called G. I was like, man, you know, like, why not, right? Like, at this point, sometimes, like, in this day and age, it's like, why not just, like, throw something out there, you know, because who knows? Maybe that's what the universe wants, you know? And I thought it was cool that you thought it, that the chorus reminded you of Oasis. I always loved Oasis, too. Actually, G and I are now performing... what is it? One or two?
We're doing Champagne Supernova.
Yeah,
we've been doing some covers, Joseph. We've been doing some covers. You know what I'm saying? And that's on the list. Champagne Supernova.
Yeah. Well, then it was well spotted, that influence, because it comes through. And what do you guys have? Who's doing the programming and all that? Are you guys doing that together?
So like with this song, and you know, like, we'll see how things go for the future, because we've had a few different ways that we've been doing stuff with some of the other songs, new songs, but like G and I sat together at my home studio, and we worked on production and recording and stuff, and then we take it to Patrick Perfetto studio in Hollywood, and this is the finished product that you get. So
sounds great. So what's the scene like in Hollywood? What's been happening lately? I mean, we hear about its descent into madness in the press, but what's it like there on the streets?
Yeah, man. You know, I think it's I don't know. I think it feels like normal Hollywood to me.
Not too mad.
You know, that the thing is, like, all this weird stuff goes on in, you know, up in the hills, and if you're not invited to that party, you don't know what's going on there. You know, it's not like it's happening necessarily out and about, like where you see, you know, it's just like you got to be invited to that big dark house on the hill.
Yeah. that's like a great way. That was a great way of putting it. Yeah.
But the energy comes through, doesn't it? Yeah. But the energy of those dark spirits do permeate in Hollywood, I feel like. You know, there is a certain kind of dark energy.
They do. Yeah, no, it's so real, man. I mean, City of Los Angeles and just Los Angeles and the vibe. I mean, you know, a lot of, like, subtle dark energy for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
you got to be careful where you go is crazy because they're in Hollywood and all over Los Angeles. There are light worker communities and they're huge, right? But it's like they could be right alongside or even intermixed sometimes accidentally with the dark side. It's so
crazy, man. It's really like that, man. It's trippy.
You don't know sometimes where you're. In fact, yeah, you don't know sometimes where you're gonna end up, and you got to have your armor on It's trippy.
Stay present. Have your armor on. You really don't know what you're gonna get, man, because it's like, you know, New York. Joseph, where are you from?
Well, I mean, I'm from Ohio. I lived in New York for 25 years, and now I'm in Arizona, you know?
Yeah, you kind of had a new, you know, the first time I met you, I don't know why I was thinking New York.
Yeah.
Just your energy was kind of like I was.
My energy's New York.
Los Angeles. I mean, you're everything, of course, Joseph, but I mean, you know, I just don't know why I thought you were maybe from New York or Jersey or something like that, but. Los Angeles, man, I mean, it's like a lot of phantoms, man. Like, you don't, what you see a lot of the time at first, like, you get into it a little bit and it can be a lot different than, you know, what you think you're getting into at first. And that's really kind of the vibe with a lot of people in a lot of the community. So it's kind of like, you know, what Sonic was saying, got to have your armor on, full armor of God. You know what I'm saying? Just knowing who you are and going to situations with, you know, wise as a serpent, humble as a dove. I mean, because it's like, it really is like that here.
And the shift in the world right now is extreme. It's over the top. This, like, spirit war is going to the next level. And when you guys talk about light workers and stuff like that, and you never know what you're going to get, I mean, that brings up the whole sort of concept of the new age and how, you know, the Christian community thinks that's a gateway into sort of a satanic influence. So I'm curious what you guys think about that, but let me go to a quick break first and we'll get your input right after these words on TNT.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
More evidence that the Department of Justice under President Biden is little more than a political arm of the left. You might remember the case of Uruj Rahman, a lawyer who, along with another attorney, threw a Molotov cocktail into an NYPD cruiser during the 2020 George Floyd riots in New York City. The Trump administration wanted to use a domestic terrorism sentencing enhancement against them, which would have carried a maximum 10-year sentence. But according to the Washington Free Beacon, the Biden Justice Department dropped that, and the pair pleaded guilty to lesser charges. Rahman still faced up to 5 years in prison, but got just 15 months after the Biden Justice Department intervened on her behalf. The judge actually called Rahman a remarkable person who did a terrible thing one night, repeating the argument of her defense team. Prosecutors said both attorneys explicitly approved of violence and in text messages encouraged others to engage in violence. And the Biden DOJ went to bat for these low-life punks, shouted from the rooftops. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg for TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint,
a global program for digital identity supported by the World Economic Forum, is well underway, but the mainstream media fails to report it and the dangers it presents to individual privacy and freedom from government control. Australia has a trusted digital identity framework. New Zealand has a Digital Identity Services Trust framework. And there's the Pan-Canadian Trust Framework. You get the picture. Governments clearly want our trust in this program, and several nations claim adopting digital identities will be voluntary, including Australia. But Australians were told COVID vaccines would be voluntary. That didn't stop the mandates. Australia's Digital Economy Strategy 2030 states we'll be succeeding when, quote, the significant majority of Australians over 18 are registered for MyGovID or other trusted digital identity, unquote. And that, quote, all new businesses are born digital through streamlined business registration. Is this really voluntary?
Truth is freedom. Today's News Talk Radio.
I like their news coverage.
I like the way that they report the news. I think it's really unbiased.
Free speech has a home on TNT Radio.
Welcome back to Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast. I'm with Alex and G from the Sonic Universe. So, fellas, any comments on what I was just saying about the new age sometimes veiling darker intentions on the streets of LA?
That's a great question, man. Hey, G, you got anything on this? I this has been like I've been riddled with this for a long time now.
No, man.
Yeah, because I can't figure you guys out. You guys have sometimes, you know, when people say things like cosmic or this or that or the universe, it's like, you know, that's like them's are fighting words for certain Christian people.
They are for certain Christians, but you know what? This is what I'll say. You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying, Joseph, it's really extreme times right now. And it is, you know what I'm saying? And referring back to what Alex was saying too, Alex said, you have to be willing to do something that you'll die for. And I think of, you know, lately, since it has been so extreme, I've been having a lot of extreme experiences. I've been meeting with my brothers from Sirius, from the Pleiades, from Andromedia, like in person, like through different channels, people channeling. I've been getting a lot of, you know, just information from my brothers from different star systems. So it's kind of like right now is like a really extreme time. And I think we have to be extreme right now. I look at my favorite master, you know what I'm saying, Master Jesus, Yeshua, Sananda, and he was willing, you know, when I look at his ministry, he put his life, he died. He was so dedicated to it that he gave his life for his truth. And he was a vagabond. He wasn't admired by most, you know, when he came in on the donkey, you know what I'm saying? His people were like, oh, you know, he's supposed to be the king, but he was extreme. And he was going against the politics, the religion, but he was willing to step out of what was popular. And I think that's what light workers have to do now. We have to be willing to say, okay, well, this system, this school system, we know it's a lie. We know it's not telling us the truth about who we really are and what life is really. We're getting such a minimal perspective of what things are from our system. It's keeping people in a really low vibration and not really knowing who they are. We have to be willing to homeschool our kids. We have to be willing to get uncomfortable and maybe grow our own vegetables and learn how to, like, you know, drink from a well or make a well. Or, like, I think it's like the time right now where we have to be willing to say, you know what? We know what this is, and we have to be willing to get uncomfortable to step out of this. Because if we don't do it, nobody's going to do it for us.
When you say you're speaking to brothers from other star systems, how are they communicating to you, and what on earth they telling you, like, or what on Mars ago, are they telling you?
A week ago, I was, because I've just been doing a lot of, just like, it's an extreme time, like spiritually right now, it's like it's through the roof, all the light that's hitting the earth. So it's kind of like I was outside meditating and I saw an unidentified flying object just came right up to me, and I meet with Ra sometime, and it just was like diamond shaped, and it was probably like 30 feet away from me, and it was telepathically just saying to me, like, I'm here to enlighten you. I'm here to enlighten you. And obviously it's not, you know, it's an infinite journey, but they were here to enlighten me more. So that happened a week ago while I was meditating in my backyard. And I met with him. And then today I work with at a halfway house with guys from coming from jail, you know what I'm saying, on the side. And today I was out there with one of the guys and we were just talking, and we saw two unidentified flying objects. They didn't do any telepathic messages to us today, but that type of stuff.
That's pretty wild. That's not usual. You're saying that like, you know, I went to Wendy's today and ordered a Big Mac. You know, they don't have Big Macs at Wendy's. But you're right, saying right. It so matter-of-factly, but it's pretty out there what you're saying, right? I mean, it's...
No, you know what? But it's not, though. And that's what us humans, like, when you understand who you are, you start to see it's not out there. Like, the miracles, the magic, the truth of what we are, like, it's far-fetched for so many people, and that's unfortunate.
Right.
But for me, it's like, It's life.
I feel you. What about you, Alex?
Well, yeah. Well, I have actually personally witnessed and filmed UFOs. Actually caught some UFOs on camera at Burning Man with my girlfriend at the time, and we were just aside ourselves because it was just something that we'd never seen. And actually it's posted on the Sonic Universe YouTube. You can check it out. It's like once I think they perceived that we were filming them, I believe that it had something to do with us, because there's things that we can't quite understand about how intelligent life from the rest of the universe. There's so many things that we don't quite understand how they work, because they're in, it's sort of like a different dimension than we're used to. So there's just like as far as telepathy and so I feel as though, and energy has always tripped me out, and that's just the fact that you can think something and all the way across the universe, that energy that you are emitting with a thought can transform atoms all the way across the universe. I mean, it's just this, what we're living in is, it's so magical. So anyway, I don't get the same visitation frequency and downloads that G does. He's just like some sort of star child. But and I think this kind of deviated from your question.
Neither one of you guys addressed the actual question, which is, do you think sometimes the new age? I noticed that. I was going to press further. I was like, hey, wait a minute, guys. This went in a completely different direction.
Yeah. I love it. Love it.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're running out of time here, but I would love to say just one brief thing about that. I just, from the core of me, I just know that the truth comes from within, just like I was talking about how energetically it's all connected. We are all one, and now it's not even a woo-woo concept. The science is there. Everything is connected, and I think the truth really lies within. So just coming into your own meditation, so to speak, you will find the truth about yourself and the connection to God and the universe. And this is something that you don't need to read in any book. It's right within all of us, and that's what's so freaking amazing and magical about this existence.
Wow, so true.
And how does music factor into that?
Yeah, it's crazy, and I will always just, I love how we are the Sonic Universe, the sound of the universe, because it is, music is the universe. It's all sound, it's all vibration. And to be delving into music and continuously creating musical vibrations that can just transform someone's being on impact, on listing, can just completely change them, and to do music that makes them feel love and light and vibrant and alive and victorious and all the positive vibrations that just turn our water molecules into beautiful crystals. That's what we aim to do. And I'm so excited about 2023. There's so much goodness coming from us here, and we can't thank you enough for continuing to have us on your program.
Yeah, Joseph. Yeah, man.
Thanks for coming back. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys, Alex and G from the Sonic Universe. Go check out the Sonic Universe music. Where do they find that? We got like 20 seconds left. Tell us quick.
Yeah. So go to thesonicuniverse.com for all social media. It's all right. The Sonic Universe on social media.
All right. Gotta go, fellas. Thanks for coming on. We'll be right back with more on TNT.